The Doctor of Discernment is on the air.
Tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
The Biden administration has a fatal attraction to nutty ideas.
Dispensing a daily dose of common sense, no prescription required.
I love the show.
I don't hate going to work anymore.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time.
I don't believe in the no-win scenario.
This is the Greg Belford Show.
There is a poll out that shows that half of Americans, including over 40% of Democrats, say they would support mass deportations of people in the country illegally. What about you? I would love to hear from you. 605-336-1320. 605-336-1320. Now, you and I have been talking about this for a long time. And I don't think it's, you know, we've talked about what we have seen happening and people coming into the country illegally. I don't think it's any surprise that many of us have felt this way for quite some time. What's amazing to me is now you've got a good number of Democrats who are feeling that way. And you've even, this poll was done by left-leaning Axios. It was a vibe survey, an Axios vibes survey conducted by a Harris poll. And so half of Americans say they would support mass deportations of people who are in the country illegally. So we are talking about illegal aliens. I would love to get your thoughts on this. This is, I mean, when you've got now a growing number of people, everybody sees it and understands it, and everybody that is, except the Biden White House. So I would love to get your thoughts on this. 605-336-1320. Is this the beginning then? You've got to wonder. You got now the public that increasingly, yeah, say they would support mass deportations. What about you? I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Now, we're talking about people who are in the country illegally. 605-336-1320. And they say Americans are open. This is, again, keep in mind, left-leaning Axios. Yeah, I just find it amazing that even Axios polls are finding this. That's amazing. So, in other words, it's so bad out there that even those that generally, I think, bury or hide the truth from us can't deny what's going on. You're seeing that in the polls. Now, again, among those of us who are more conservative, this is nothing new. You and I have been talking about this for a very long time. But when you start seeing Axios saying Americans are open to former President Trump's harshest immigration plans, spurred on by a record surge of illegal border crossings and a relentless messaging war waged by Republicans. That's not due to a messaging war being waged by Republicans. I just think a lot of the folks on Main Street, they look at events and they look what's happening and they see the destruction all around them. And that is, I think, a common sense reaction that Americans are having. That's just a common sense from people whose brains are firing on all of their cylinders. So let's get some of your thoughts on this. 605-336-1320. And we'll start with Rick. Good morning, Rick. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Well, my thought is that our government has aided and abetted these immigrants to come into America, and they should be all held accountable. And if immigrants that come into the United States fairly and by the law, routinely. But it seems like that our government breaks the law and aided and abets everybody. They just don't follow the law, and it's embarrassing and degrading to America.
Yeah, and I share your sentiments. You know, I want to welcome people into the country who play by the rules.
Amen.
I mean, that's all we ask.
Amen.
Well, thanks so much for your thoughts, my friend. It's good to. Is this going to be an important campaign issue, do you think? I mean, as you go to the polls and select somebody for president, how important is this issue to you?
I think the law should be followed by everybody. I think the laws are written to be followed. And it just seems like that the Democratic Party, or I don't want to choose one or the other, but they just don't follow it. If you listen to Ethan the Kid, he has a lot of great points, and he's just amazing, and we should all follow our younger generation.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. Rick, thank you for the call. Good morning, Brian. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg, from the left coast.
Hey, good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah. You know, but in my job being a truck driver, you know, I've been down to border towns in Texas. I've been to Laredo and Eagle Pass. I've been to Nogales, Arizona. And yeah, I mean, it's like I was telling John, I said, it's kind of shocking to hear the Democrats are getting so on board with this now. And for me personally,
what do you think has changed? Why? I mean, that's what I'm wondering. It's like, why has this changed? You've got to wonder, have things gotten so bad that Democrats, Main Street Democrats, are seeing it?
You know, I think that's got a lot to do with it. I mean, you know, I think governors like the governor in Texas sending some of these illegals to other states.
Yes.
That were these Democrat states, putting it in their own backyard. And I think it's sending the message like, this is what we're dealing with here. You get to deal with it and see how you like it. And yeah. they're getting a taste of their own. They're getting a taste of that. And they don't like the taste of the medicine. And they're like, okay, we need to do something about this.
Yeah, I'm shocked that so many Americans are waking up to the reality. And again, we've talked about it here for a long time. It's hardly news that conservatives have felt this way for quite some time. But now the fact that even Democrats are getting on board, that's a big game changer, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I used to work construction in and around Sioux Falls and Brookings. And I know I went on job sites where there was illegals working on the job sites. I remember I was on one west of Brookings where I just got done unloading a load of concrete, and all of a sudden INS showed up.
Wow.
I was there washing down my truck, and I got told, you need to come down. They searched my truck, just making sure, because as they showed up, everybody scattered. But I had to just stand there and laugh because I'm like, I understand.
Well, I've got to imagine that's a bit surreal, Brian. You see how suddenly people are running and you're like, what the world's going on?
That is exactly what it was. I'm like, what in the world? It's like, but, you know, I mean, and I understand, I mean, I do understand why some employers do hire illegals because it's cheaper labor for them. But, and I understand, but I think some instances, I think people that didn't necessarily see the big picture, they're seeing the big picture of like these companies, places that are hiring illegals are taking jobs away from Americans.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. Brian, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, buddy. Phone lines are open 605-336-1320. And Axios saying that America is warming to Trump's harshest immigration plans, and they will support mass deportations of people who are in the country illegally. What about you? Louise, good morning. You're on Kello.
I support I support them leaving our country, not coming in, and I support them coming in legally, but not illegally.
Yeah, I'm very much like you. Legally, absolutely. You want to play by the rules? Absolutely. And I know a number of great people who, you know, became Americans, were not from this country originally, and they're incredibly, they love this country. Incredibly patriotic folks. You just want them to play by the rules.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. We don't want the terrorists or Hamas, whatever. We don't want them in here. We don't want those kind of people in here. And we have to take a stand. So we have to do it quickly, because otherwise we're going to be overtaken by corruption and the anti-Semitism, that gets me started. I don't believe in that, and I want that out of the schools.
Yeah, and Louise, thank you so much, my friend, for your call. I appreciate it. I'm also highly disturbed by the anti-Semitism going on in these college campuses. It's just heartbreaking to watch it and infuriating. I mean, back and forth. Good morning, Steve. You're on, Kello.
Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
I don't think it's just the Republicans that don't like the way the immigration policy has been reworked by the Democrat, you know, leaders. I think the Democrat leaders now are turning because it's an election year. I think they're just trying to make it look like they're all against this illegal stuff.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Democrats in Washington. We're talking about a poll that shows Main Street Democrats who are saying, yeah, deport these people.
And I question whether the poll is for real or not. You know, the people I talk to.
Now, here's the thing you got to understand. Axios, they're a left-leaning website. They're a left-leaning website. I don't want to get too aside on the issue of whether the polls are genuine. At Axios, here's the thing. You've got a left-leaning website like Axios with, again, working with Harris Poll. And I think what this is showing, see, I got a different, completely different perspective, is that I think what this is showing is that you see the media do this. The media does this a lot, that it starts getting around election time, and you know, and we want to pretend like we are these fair kind of, you know, we're really fair, and they start, you know, prior to elections, they start moving a little bit further away from the hard left. And I think the conditions have gotten so bad that even Axios can't deny it. Because if Axios were to come out with a poll that showed, yeah, people love what's going on, that's, you know, you'd laugh in their face. You would absolutely laugh in their face. So I think even they cannot deny the realities that you and I are seeing. And that's why you see these polls. That's why even Axios and because you and I, as I said, you and I have been talking about this for a long time. And I think the issue for those who believe in the law and believe in fundamental fairness and all of those things have believed, hey, welcome people to come into the country, but you've got to play by the rules, right? You have got to play by the rules when you come in. And once you become an American, you know, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're coming in as a migrant worker. But again, you've got to do it by the rules. Can't just be bringing people in. And when you've got Axios saying that even Democrats say that they would support these mass deportations of illegals, that really got my attention. So I'd love to get your thoughts on it. 605-336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 605-336-1320. And this Axios story, I just want to share a portion of this because they say Americans are open to former President Trump's harshest immigration plans, spurred on by a record surge of illegal border crossings and a relentless messaging war waged by Republicans. Oh, that last is nonsense. But then they say, President Biden is keenly aware of that the crisis threatens his reelection. He has tried to flip the script by accusing Trump of sabotaging Congress' most conservative bipartisan immigration bill in decades. But when it comes to blame, Biden so far has failed to shift the narrative. 32% of respondents say his administration is most responsible for the crisis, outranking any other political or structural factor. So you've got, and now I think it ought to be 99%. I mean, seriously, in here in the real world, it ought to be 99%. Of people who understand what's going on. But again, it's very, very difficult to move some people on this issue. And the chairman of the Harris poll said, I was surprised at the public support for large-scale deportations. I think they're sending a message to politicians. Get this under control. And he said it should be a warning to the president that efforts to shift responsibility for this issue to Trump, to say, ah, it's Trump's fault, are not going to work. And I would say that also, I think, is part of why you got Axios then and the Harris poll. They're trying to tell the administration, hey, here's what you've got to do. Keep in mind, the media is always in lockstep with the Democrats. Here's what you've got to do on this issue. Stop blaming Trump. That's not working. So I'd love to get your thoughts on this. 605-336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Good morning, Corey. You're on, Kello.
Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thanks for the phone call.
I've been up in North Dakota for the last 2 weeks, so I've missed out on the show.
Well, it's good to hear from you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Great topic. Your screener asked me, deport or not deport? And I would love to deport, Greg, but I've been in construction for 20 years, and when I started as an electrician, I never saw someone who is undocumented working on a house. And I did mostly like residential stuff. And now there's maybe 5 or 6 people that go through a house during a period of time that speak English as their native tongue.
Right.
And that's here in Sioux Falls, Greg.
Understood.
That's just construction. Like, that's not accounting for farmers that do this. So, you know, like, I feel like we always have this discussion, like, oh, let's deport them. But how do you go about enforcing that?
You deport them. Donald Trump has said, we're going to deport them if they're not in the country legally. So that issue, how you're going to enforce that, Corey, we're already doing that. So what do you mean, how are we going to enforce it? We're already enforcing it.
I mean, I hear that we're doing this, and you know, it happens. But in the world I live in, I never see it happen. I mean, it's never changed. Like there's always a huge amount of illegal immigrants in the jobs where I'm working at, you know, and I just can't imagine.
Hence the reason that you have so many people saying that they favor these mass deportations.
But it just,
for exactly the reasons you're outlining.
I agree. Like, but I've never seen it enforced, and like in a state.
I don't know, but Brian called a few minutes ago. Well, he works in construction, and he said, you know, he's seen it enforced, and people would run like hell.
And I'm sure there are circumstances like that, but it does seem like as long as the employers are willing to hire these people.
Agreed. And we've talked about that before.
The politicians are willing to turn a blind eye in certain areas. And I think that's really what I'm a nobody, you know, so I.
No, you're not. You know. No, you're not. No, you're not. Nobody is a nobody, my friend. You hang in there. I appreciate you and the work you're doing and bringing up a lot of great points. Thanks, Corey, for your thoughts. 42% of Democrats say they would support mass deportations of people in the country illegally. We're talking about illegal aliens. And I'd love to get your reaction to this as to your thoughts on it. 605-336-1320, 605-336-1320. And I think what's happened is things have gotten so bad. The media does this, that where they're left wing, left wing, left wing, left wing, left wing, and then you start getting a little bit closer to election time, and then they want to move they want an inch closer, a little bit to the, not even near the center, but you know what I mean? Because of course they want to be perceived as, you know, being fair and all. So they say, if you've ever read stories at Axios, they break it down why it matters. Americans are open to former President Trump's harshest immigration plans. Now, first of all, do you consider that to be harsh? You got people illegal aliens in the country, deporting them. Is that harsh? I thought that was the law. I thought that was U.S. law. I thought that was the law. So I'd love to get your thoughts on this. 605-336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 605-336-1320. So this has been spurred on then by a record surge of illegal border crossings, they say. And why it matters, President Biden is keenly aware the crisis threatens his reelection. See, this is why Axios cares. This is why Axios cares. They want to get Biden reelected. This is why Harris Poll cares. I mean, and they say Biden has sought to flip the script by accusing Trump of sabotaging Congress's most conservative bipartisan immigration bill in decades. Oh, oh, please. And then it says, but when it comes to blame, Biden so far has failed to shift the narrative. 32% of respondents say his administration is most responsible for the crisis. More than any other factor, it's his administration that's responsible for it. Now, I get shocked because to me that's like, duh. I mean, seriously, how dumb do you think I am? Serious? Wow. I mean, incredible. but only 32% of respondents, 32% say that. But as it's a growing number of Democrats, half of Americans, including 42% of Democrats, say they would support mass deportations. What about you? Would you support mass deportations? I would love to get your thoughts. 605-336-1320. 605-336-1320. We were talking about this a little earlier this morning, and I think it was Kyle, and he was making a point, and it was a great one. Great points that Kyle was making, you know, about the fact that these people are working and they're needed for construction and they're needed at all these various things, and which is a great point. One of the issues that we've had, and we've talked about this previously, is that the Chamber of Commerce and a lot of business people say, hey, we've got to have these people. We need workers. We need workers. And so, yes, they're in the country illegally, but we need them. And that's definitely part of this, is that you have a lot of these, I'm just going to say, the pro-business crowd that has been out there saying, yeah, we've got to have them. We can't get Americans to work. And to which the response to that is, at least in my mind, you mean you can't get Americans to work at the wages you're willing to pay them? That's what you mean, right? You can't get Americans to work at the wages you want to pay them. I mean, that's the rest of that sentence, at least in my mind. So I would love to get your reaction to this, 605-336-1320. We had some great calls earlier this morning. I'm hoping for the same now. 605-336-1320. And we'll start with Mark. Good morning, Mark. You're on Kello.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Mark.
I'm all in favor of mass deportation, and I literally mean what I'm going to tell you right now. They need to get the National Guard or whatever involved to start arresting these people, anybody with arms, because they're going to start collecting up a whole lot of drug cartel people and Chinese communist agents and who knows whatever they have coming across the border. They'll have to have heavy armor or whatever to stop this. So, yeah, mass deportation. I'm sorry about all the people who've come across the border from all over the world, and they're here because they want a better life. But there are so many child traffickers and all these other perverts that have come across the border.
Who are preying on those people, the same people. They're preying on them. You're absolutely right.
Right. So they got to start – slam the border shut. They should have done it during Donald Trump. I know he tried, but there was people in this country and probably some people in this state who didn't want that to happen, and now we're paying the price. But basically, yeah, deport all these people. Be nice to the kids and the women, but just get them out of here. I'll pray for all their souls, but get them out of here. But get heavily armed and take care of business on the border and throughout the country. Flush all this crap out. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks, Mark, for sharing your thoughts. Phone lines are open. I would love to hear from you. 605-336-1320. Good morning, Jim. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. How's it going today?
Doing well. Hope you are too, Jim.
Yeah, I've got one of those sideways situations that are kind of related to what we're talking about. You know, who's to blame for all the illegals coming in here? In a way, the American people are, because we have not been reproducing for the last 50 years. We have not been having children.
True.
That's the problem.
Clay and Buck have talked about that at length on their show.
That's an important thing, and people kind of skip over that. It's finally getting the light of day. It's time we expose that, and, hey, You know, our children are very intelligent. They have our intelligence plus ours. That's how we evolve. That's how we do things in the future. We discover things. We don't discover things by strangers coming in here that are not related to us in any way or fashion. But we will have them, and they will fill jobs until the American people learn how to reproduce.
That's nuts. It's part of that problem. I would agree.
It's huge. All right, I'll let you go. Thank
you. Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks for your perspective. That's different. I appreciate it, Jim. 605-336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 605-336-1320. So half of Americans now say they would support mass deportations of illegal aliens. And I would love to get your thoughts on this. 605-336-1320. So this was Axios Vibes and the Harris Poll worked together on this. And so Mark Penn is the chairman of the Harris Poll. And he said, I was surprised at the public support for large-scale deportations. He said, I think they're just sending a message to politicians. Get this under control, he said. He called it a warning to Biden that efforts to shift responsibility on this issue to Trump are not going to work. So trying to blame Donald Trump for this, now polls are showing, yeah, that's not working. That's not resonating. It's not resonating with the public. That's what the Biden administration is trying to do. Oh, it's all Trump's fault. Trump's fault. I mean, we have blamed everything on Donald Trump. This administration has tried to blame everything on Donald Trump. It's all Trump's fault. You know, and it's just not resonating with voters. Because people, I think a lot of us, you know the reality. You're out there, and this is the reality that we're all living in. And as hard as the Biden administration tries to deny that these things are real, you and I know different. And so I just think it's the reality of what's happening. And then they say Americans typically aren't eager. This is Axios now. Americans typically aren't eager to deport immigrants who have put down roots in the U.S. But this poll suggests that the dynamic may be changing amid rising fears about crime and violence. And I don't blame all of that on the illegals. I mean, we've got enough of our own homegrown, criminals who are carrying out those kinds of things. But obviously, attitudes are changing. Eric, what are your thoughts, my friend? Thanks for the call. You're on Kello.
I think we should expand that not only to the illegal aliens, but all the senators that were waving the Ukrainian flag. We should send them to Ukraine. And the Palestinians are saying death to America. They could go back to Palestine. And empty a lot of our prisons have tons of illegal aliens that are in our prisons. Yep. They should be deported immediately back to their country of origin so they can pay for their criminals. And the Minnesota, the taxpayer isn't paying for the criminals.
Well, and I think
anymore.
Part of the fear there is they'll just come back into the country again and commit more crimes.
Well, maybe
that's why you incarcerate them, and then after they sent their once they've served their jail time, then you send them home.
But when you kill an American citizen, it's terrorism. Why there isn't a harsher penalty for killing an American citizen on American soil? I've never understood that.
Yeah, Eric, there are a lot of things I don't understand, so don't feel like you're alone, my friend.
But I think that'd be a good start. That would wake up the rest that are, you don't see the senators waving American flags in the Senate, but you see them waving a different nation's flag. That's just the most horrible, thing I can think of.
It's so. Kind of mind-numbing, isn't it? I see these things happen, and again, I have gotten to the point where I'm past getting angry anymore. There was a time where it would have been anger. I would have been angry at that. Now I'm just sitting there. I mean, there are so many bizarre events that are going on that you just I find myself at a lack of, I don't know how to respond to it.
Well, what helps now, I mean, we're into a new age where there's a lot more outlets to the truth, and you can actually go and watch the actual facts unfold instead of relying on a media organization that just parrots the same thing over and over.
Great points. Well, Eric, thank you so much for listening and your call. It's good to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 605-336-1320. Please join the program, 605-336-1320. Now, again, I think many of us, and I don't, not just conservatives, but I think there have been many of us who have understood that what's going on is destructive. We've known that this is destructive to the country. What is so amazing to me is now when you have left-leaning Axios and Harris polls saying that this is a big issue and that Americans are, because I think, you know, the media tries to hide from a lot of stories for as long as they can. And I think they also try to drive, in this case, you see this from the legacy media. They try to push the Democrat president. Hey, be aware of this. I think this is an effort to help Biden. Hey, this is not working. Because this guy who's the chairman at the Harris poll, he was a former pollster for Bill Clinton. So I think the message is to the administration, in part, hey, this is how bad it is out there, and you better get on the train. And I don't think that, I mean, the leftists that are running the White House, I don't think there's any appealing to them. I think they're in a race to try to get as much done as they can prior to the upcoming election. RD, I'm glad you called. Good morning. You're on Kello.
Good morning. Some good points you're bringing up. I'm definitely for the deportation, and I'll drive the bus if I have a guard on hand, and we'll drive them down south. Interesting the comment about the decreased American reproduction is the government that persuaded us to do that in the last 50 years, and because our climate wouldn't take the population.
Right.
We had to save the planet and do that. And undercover, Biden wants this immigration. I think the Democrats figure they're going to keep control of the government with these illegal aliens and getting them to vote some way. And your point about the decreased wages, they're not willing to pay the kind of wages that Americans need to live on. That's why they need that cheap labor. I think you're right on today.
Well, thank you so much, RD. Good to hear that from you. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate your sentiments. 605-336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Love to get your thoughts. People were asked to, again, going back to this Harris poll, people were asked to identify their greatest concern around illegal immigration. And Americans said increased crime rates, drugs, and violence, additional costs to taxpayers, and the risk of terrorism and national security. So Americans clearly understand and get it. Chase, good morning. You're Ryan Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. I think we're witnessing yet again that in order for anything to happen, we have to hit a threshold where it has to get worse before it gets better. And I think we're finally starting to see where it's hit home enough and they can't hide things enough that people are finally starting to wake up and you're seeing the polls shift to say, okay, this is a problem. We need to actually take care of it, because usually, if you look historically, Americans are not in favor of mass deportation. So the fact that we're starting to see polls where people are in favor of it, that is tantamount shift in public opinion.
Absolutely. And there's only one candidate out there who's talking about mass deportations.
Absolutely. And the fact that people are in support of it, like, I have a glimmering at the end of the tunnel. It's a small one. But the fact that it's like people are actually opening up to that idea to actually solve the problem, it's like, that's impressive. I didn't expect that this early and from the American populace, unfortunately.
No, sadly, I didn't either. And I think when you watch the news a lot, given the headlines that are out there, it's pretty easy to be discouraged. Hey, Chase, thank you so much for your thoughts. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for all the calls, my friends.